I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Layla McCullough has focused on her solo career since leaving the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. Her first CD was Very Colored Songs, a tribute to Langston Hughes. She's now touring behind her new CD, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. It's sung in three languages, including English, French, and Haitian Creole. She'll perform at Sambon's Garage tonight in Eugene, October 21st, and she's here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here, Layla.
Thank you for having me.
Well, such a beautifully diverse new album you've made. Where do you want to start today musically?
I'd love to start with an original song that is also the title track that's derived from a Haitian proverb. It's called A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey.
Layla McCullough live in the KLCC studios with the title track to her brand new release, well, a few months now anyway, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. She will also be live at Sambon's Garage tonight in Eugene. What was the meaning of that Haitian proverb to you that made you want to turn that into a song?
It's funny. I the way I learned the proverb was I read a book called A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey, and it was about the intersection of music and power and politics in Haiti throughout the 20th century. And in that book, the writer Gage Averill, he talks about a tradition of songwriting that came out of the refugee crises of the 80s and 90s, where people were fleeing Haiti by boat and coming to the United States, oftentimes not making it, oftentimes, you know, bodies washing ashore, very much like what we're seeing in Europe right now with Syria and Greece. And so it got me thinking, you know, the phrase sort of kept on turning in my mind, because I felt like I moved to New Orleans in 2010 from my native New York. And that's what's really pushed me further into exploring my Haitian roots. But the more I've learned about the history between Haiti and the United States and Louisiana in particular, the more that phrase, you know, brings meaning, I think, to a lot of the things that I'm learning about the history there. And so it kind of felt like, you know, I wrote that song from the perspective of someone trying to decide whether they should leave or stay. You know, is it better to live in persecution and fear, or to flee and be in a very uncertain position for your future? And I think that that's something that everyone can relate to worldwide. And so, you know, that title really grabbed me, because it was like, you know, some days we're the hunter and some days we're the prey, and you can change side at any moment.
Seems like Haiti has been too often the prey in recent times. It's an incredibly difficult time. That must be painful for you as a Haitian American.
I think it's yes, it's definitely painful for me. I think it's more painful trying to you know, dissect all of the misinformation about Haiti and why it is the way that it is and why it has trouble fending for itself in this, you know, global economy and in this capitalist structure in our culture, for sure. I think that Haiti's been mistreated and in many ways, and that have kept it from being able to build the infrastructure to be able to handle something like a hurricane. You know, hurricanes are going to happen, earthquakes are going to happen. But, you know, where our government is there to help us provide the structure to keep us safe. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of reasons why Haiti doesn't have that. And that's what really saddens me, is that the lack of that conversation in conversations about Haiti.
Do you think music can help build bridges in that regard between Haiti and the U.S.? How can music do that in this case, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've learned since really delving into Haitian folk music is that our history as Haitians is really buried in our songs. And I feel like, you know, one of the advantages that I have being a Haitian American is sort of being able to understand both sides. I understand why Americans don't understand it. You know, first of all, there's a language barrier. And second of all, there's just so much that we haven't been told, you know, and if you're not really avidly going out and finding it, then, you know, you're not going to know. So I think that as a musician, to be on stage and presenting these songs, it really helps to contextualize a lot of the issues that I feel like I really try to talk about through my music.
Leila McCalla live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene, with the show beginning at 9:30 p.m. So speaking of music, what's the next song you feel like playing this afternoon?
I'd love to play a song from Haiti. This one's called Pese Café. Pese Café means weighing coffee. This is a song about misuse of power. This one says, my mother sent me to weigh the coffee, and when I arrived, the police arrested me. Maman m'voye m'pese kafe, woy. Anayivam nan soupota, jantam amre aretem. Maman m'voye m'pese kafe, woy. Anayivam nan soupota, jantam amre aretem. Somme plus la caille, les mains akay le marive samapti la kay le marive samapti la kay le marive
Kala live in the KLCC studios, live at Sam Bond's garage tonight in Eugene. May you never be arrested for weighing coffee. Well, I'm always curious how language affects music, and you sing in at least three different languages. So do you find yourself doing things differently, either musically or experiencing things different emotionally, depending on which language you're singing in?
That's an interesting question. I think I can really, when you said experiencing things emotionally, I could really relate to that sentiment, because there's some things that you can only feel in certain languages. And language, I think, also provides such a rich context and so much a nuance to a lot of the things that you can't explain any other way. Though I try to bridge that gap, but yeah, I think as a performer, that's something that I really gravitate to about singing in Creole, and singing in Louisiana Creole or Cajun French is like, you know, it reminds me of the people that have come before us and that lived in such a different time, different society, and the things that still are relevant.
It's always such a fascinating path to learn about history and society through music. For me, that's one of the most wonderful ways to learn about history. Has that been a parallel experience to you in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been interested in history. You know, I always loved learning, but I think, you know, that... And I started out as a classical musician and, you know, originally had aspirations of pursuing classical music. And I think that, you know, it's my background and my heritage that really kind of pulled at me and said, no, you got to do this other thing, because there's all these things that need to be told and there's stories that need to be present and part of the conversation. And so I definitely you know, I definitely felt pulled to bring history to people and to make those connections. And that's like, you know, my main passion now. It feels like I can't have one without the other. It's so much a part of what I've been doing and what I want to continue doing with music.
Layla McCullough here in the KLCC studios. Do you have one more song you'd like to dive into here?
Yeah, this one is a fun one.
Well, the others were fun too, I have to say.
Fun in a different way. This one's a song called Blue Runner. This is a Creole fiddle tune from a fiddler named Bebe Carrier from Southwest Louisiana.
A fiddle tune, but played on the cello.
Yes. This is a big fiddle.
Kala live in the KLCC studios with a fiddle tune on cello here. She's live tonight at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene with the show beginning at 9:30, touring behind her new release, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. For more information, sambonds.com and laylamccullough.com. Well, with all of these different styles and languages and things that you delve into in your music, is there any particular connecting thread that makes you tie these together?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are definitely things that feel very, very personal to me, I think that that's how these things kind of all make sense together, is that I'm kind of integrating my experience of places that I've been, music that I love, and, you know, lots of music and people that have come before me that I feel connected to.
You have roots in so many different places, from Haiti to New York to New Orleans to probably on the road and on the stage as well. So where is home in the end at this point? What does home mean to you?
Yeah. I think home is a little bit of a relative term. home is definitely New Orleans, Louisiana right now.
What made Langston Hughes's poems home for you enough to make a record from it?
I think Langston Hughes, his work is able to speak to the Black experience in the United States in a way that is very, very easy to understand. You know, whether you're Black, white, brown, purple, green, you know, I think that he's very much a humanist, and I saw a lot of myself in that.
There's such a multicultural aspect and such a beauty to his poetry as well. So it made sense to me as well to have you connect those two. So thank you so much for bringing your music here to us this afternoon and for taking the time to be with us in the studios today.
Thank you.
Layla McCullough here on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen.
Sauver la vie, moi, dans mes amis. Fais, yo, sauver la vie, moi, dans mes amis. Petit, moi, malade.
You're listening to KLCC, NPR for Oregonians. On KLCC, Eugene, 89.7. KLCO, Newport, 90.5. KLFR Reedsport, 89.1, and at 88.1, KLFO Florence, KMPQ Roseburg, and KLBR Bend. KLCC is a service of Lane Community College.